Hello, and welcome to episode 14 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing that novel in just 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I don't know if this episode is as timely as I'm hoping it is. The thing is, they don't actually announce this ahead of time that I've ever seen. Maybe a couple of days in advance. Never this far in advance. I'm recording this in October. But when I did a search on the forums, I did see a reference to today, November 14th, being ML Appreciation Day. And since I wanted to have the topic of municipal liaisons anyway, I figured what better day than ML Appreciation Day? If this has worked out perfectly, that's today. Give your ML a big ol' hug, if your ML allows that kind of a thing. Send them a message of thanks for everything that they do. If you're having a write-in today, and your ML happens to be there, buy them a cup of coffee, or a soda, or a sandwich, or something. Tell them how much you appreciate them, because holy crap, if you don't already know this, have I got news for you. There are about, give or take, 1,000 municipal liaisons around the world, and they are all volunteers. None of them receive any kind of compensation for what they do for NaNoWriMo. And let me tell you something, some of the MLs out there do a crap ton, and I'm talking going above and beyond the call of duty. I myself was an ML municipal liaison for 2 years, and I never considered myself a full ML, even though officially I was. I always felt like I was the assistant ML, because the person who was our ML was phenomenal, and I became an ML to help take some of the burden off of her. Here's what you have to know. An ML is part organizer. At the minimum, the ML has to organize a kickoff party, a TGIO, a thank goodness it's over party, and 2 or 3 write-ins every week. I think the official minimum might be 1. That's a lot of organization skill. In addition to being an organizer, your ML is a cheerleader for every single person in your region. If you have 10 people in your region, fine, your ML only has to cheer 10 people. But if you're like Austin and you had hundreds of people in the region, or if you're like Maryland and you have over 1,000 people in your region, that's a lot of cheering. Some regions will have more than one ML. I know that when I became an ML, there were 2. After I stopped being an ML, another one took my place, and I believe at one other point, a 3rd ML helped out in Austin. Here in North Orange County, since I've been here, there have been 2. Sadly, both of them have stepped down this year, and the ML duties are being taken over by 1 person. I know Maryland had 3, Houston at one point had 2 or 3, so some of the larger regions will have multiple people running the thing, which is required because, holy crap, that's a lot of organizing and a lot of cheerleading. And a lot of the 3rd task, babysitting. A municipal liaison, well, in essence, has to babysit. If I was hosting a write-in somewhere, and there were 10 people there, I had to make sure that all 10 people were behaving themselves as far as following the rules of the venue that we were at, not being too distracting, although, confession time, I was usually more distracting than any of the people that I was supposed to be babysitting. I was a misbehaving person back then. Still am, but I'm a little bit better about it now. But in addition to making sure they're following the rules of the venue and not being distracting, they also have to make sure that they are following basic common courtesy kinds of things. I'm not going to name names, but I have had experiences with some people who have been not only distracting, but downright disruptive during a write-in. And the ML has had to pull that person aside and say, hey, look, what you're doing is bad mojo. You're going to have to stop, or you're going to have to leave. Luckily, I have never been in the position where I had to be the person pulling someone aside, But I know it can't be a pleasant thing, because you want everyone to get along, you want everyone to be enjoying themselves, and if you've got that one bad apple, as the ML, it's your job to make sure that they're not ruining the experience for other people. Your municipal liaison, I'm just going to say it, he, she, or they are superheroes. I'm going to give you a couple of more stories from my personal experience. When I first moved to California, I moved to the Long Beach area. I didn't know anyone. In spite of all of my antisocialness, I was somewhat lonely because I had been without my family for several months at that point. And in my first NaNoWriMo here, I kinda gave up before I even started. I kept thinking, why am I writing a story about a time-traveling assassin? Set in Austin, by the way. That tells you how homesick I was. I'm not with the Penguins. That's what we called ourselves in Austin. We were the Austin Penguins. The people that I loved hanging out with the most in November are over 1,000 miles away at this point. I had tried to attend one write-in, and it was in such a snooty California place, and my whole thought process during the entire thing was, what have I gotten myself into? I mostly gave up. I was only writing a couple 100 words a day, and I had all the time in the world because I had saved up money for the move so that I wouldn't have to find a job right away. So I was living off of that. I was miserable. And I went to a write-in that the ML specifically had organized. And she and I were the only ones there. I don't know what it was about her, but she was extremely supportive. And I told her everything. I told her what I was feeling about the move. I told her what I was feeling about the write-in that I had attended, which was not organized by her specifically. And I said, I'm kind of ready to give up. And she says, do me a favor. I'm going to set this timer. You remember we talked about sprints not that long ago? It's all coming full circle, kids. I'm going to set this timer, and we're going to write together. And at the end of this writing session, I want you to tell me how you feel. And so I wrote. And I wrote more words in that one sprint than I had in any entire day up to that point. She was magical. In that write-in, I wrote my entire words for the day, for the first time that month. And I just kind of looked at her and I went, who are you? And she basically said what I had been telling my penguins for the word count challenge for all of those years prior to even meeting this woman. She told me exactly the same thing that I was always telling them. You owe it to yourself not to give up. If this is the first year that you don't win NaNoWriMo, in air quotes, it's fine. She sent me private messages every couple of days after that, just checking in with me. That, I feel, is fully above and beyond. She recognized that one of the people in her region was struggling, and she wanted to lend support. You bet your butt that I made sure to win that year. For her, if for no one else. And without her, without that one writing session, that one write-in, I don't think I would have won that year. The last story I'm going to tell is actually from the last 2 years. The MLs in this region, North Orange County, when I was struggling, when I wasn't sure I was going to make the count, the one that most people consider to be in charge, because she was a big personality and she took charge of the situations, she pulled me aside and she was like, she didn't use these words exactly, but that's how I took them, that's how I applied them, and that's how I succeeded. She basically said, snap out of this. You know you can do this. Because in 2016, was it 2016? Yes, it was. It was 2016. It was my 12th year. I wrote my millionth word during NaNoWriMo. And then in 2017, that was the 1 year that I was super struggling. I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to hit 50,000 this year. And she's like, snap out of it. You wrote your millionth word last year. You really think this piddly little 50,000 is going to be the one that brings you down? And she was right. They're your cheerleader. They're massively organized. They're babysitters. They're guidance counselors. They're incredible people. They have to be incredible people to want to do this job as a volunteer. Without municipal liaisons, NaNoWriMo is not what it is today. Hug your ML. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, today you should have 23,334 words. If you're not there, talk to your ML. Maybe your ML can give you some kind of advice or some guidance. And of course, if you have something that you would like to add to the conversation, perhaps you want to extol the virtues of your ML, or maybe you are an ML and you want to tell me how full of crap I am and that your job is even harder than I think it is, and trust me, I think it's pretty dang hard, you can leave a comment in the show notes of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. While it's true that in a lot of regions, the municipal liaison doesn't do it alone, in our region, for example, we have several write-in hosts to the point where we can have some kind of something almost every single day of the month. The ML is still vital to the success of National Novel Writing Month. Your ML is one of the most amazing people that you will meet. Appreciate your ML today. And if this is ML Appreciation Day, that's your excuse. And if it's not, do it anyway, because they're worth it. I will talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow is the halfway point. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.